You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. When it comes to art, most people immediately think of things like paintings of landscapes, nature, architecture, or portraits of people. But in the Islamic world, well, there's no such art like that because those who believe in Islam feel one shouldn't try to replicate the works of God. But this hasn't prevented a type of art from emerging. This weekend, there will be an Islamic art class and exhibition offered in Bossier City. Hina Chaudhry is the artist who will be teaching this class. She explains more.
There's really no such thing as Islamic art, but we tend to refer to it as art from the Islamic world. Now, in Islam, we aren't allowed to portray living creatures in our art, so the best way for us to do art that's Islamic is to beautify the words of God. So the highest form of Islamic art is calligraphy. And that's what I teach in my classes. Typically, when you see art that is Islamic, there's lots of, you know, unique patterns and ways of writing the same things. You know, for example, God. You could write God in so many different ways. And the letters are exactly the same, but it looks completely different. So my classes not only teach the art of calligraphy, but they also teach novices how to even hold a paintbrush and what paint is and how to achieve a certain look. So I take them step by step and show them how to complete a finished piece.
So your art demonstration is about Islamic calligraphy. Are the phrases universal?
The phrases that I choose can carry on to all religions. You know, my art is meant to give yourself like a reminder. You know, once you finish the piece, you're going to obviously be very proud of it and hang it up in your home. And every time you see it, it just serves as a reminder of not only that you created this piece, but also the message behind it. So I always choose messages that are beneficial to the person making it and to the people that will be looking at that art as well.
What can a person expect from your art class?
Lots and lots of fun. It is so much fun. It's perfect for people who've never painted anything in their lives, or, you know, people that are very interested in painting and learning, and even professionals. It's not supposed to be stressful. I always, you know, talk about the importance of art therapy. You know, there's so much that you can learn about yourself, even in my classes. So basically what I do is I show them the finished piece and I guide them step by step in how to achieve it. And some people get it very quickly and some people struggle with it, and that's completely okay. I help individually as well throughout my course. You know, it's about a 3-hour class from start to finish, and it's going to be a lot of fun for everyone.
That was artist Hina Chaudhry, who will be teaching the Islamic art class. It takes place this Saturday at Masjid Al-Nur in Bossier City. To learn more, go to eventbrite.com, search Islamic art class Bossier City. There is a fee for the class. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.